Stathis winning is becoming a habit now, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a hard-earned victory, I think. First half was two teams cancelling each other out. A lot of endeavour from both sides. Perhaps they could score a couple, but perhaps Chris Wood could have a match ball and we could score four. So, but we said second half we had to pass it more. We had to link our play. I think the second half was quite stunning, to be honest. This is a Wolves team that are very well organised under a top manager. They don't concede chances, let alone goals. And I think if we'd have scored seven in the second half, it might have been deserved. But Leeds being Leeds, we concede late and then we have to rely on a big save from our goalkeeper. I don't think he's possibly had to do in the evening. But delighted. It's three good wins, the quality of clubs. Birmingham City, great club. Wolverhampton Wanderers, another one. And Reading, of course, at the weekend.
You must have been delighted with the way you came out second half, because you really did take it. I don't think anyone could have been surprised when the goal finally came.
No, I think people were possibly surprised we hadn't scored by half-time, although we felt we hadn't really passed the ball well enough. We hadn't moved into our little triangles of play and been able to switch it and get people out that gets at them. And we'd worked so hard on it for the last couple of days. But it came to a fruition. We re-energised them at half-time by reminding them that this is how well we've prepared for this game, and we're fresh and we're hungry and we're ready and we've got some fresh legs in the team. And credit to the players. I think they went out in second half and it was an excellent performance from them.
We'll come on to the goal from Bamber in a minute, but just a word about Chris Wood. He looks a completely different player. He did everything but score in the first half.
Yeah, I thought, listen, if he scores two or three tonight, people would say he's been awesome. Yeah, I thought he was magnificent from start to finish. He won his headers against two very competent centre-backs that were both a bit special for me. And, look at that, but he's led the line, he's run the channels, and I think he's been able assisted by players getting there to support him. And then when the ball popped out, we played it through them with some real authority and some good play. So the only disappointing thing from Chris's repertoire is he'll think, I've not scored a goal, but I said to him, if he leads the line like that every week, we'll take that.
They show goals from famous old Leeds players on the big screen before the game. They might be showing that Sol Bamba goal in 10 years' time or so.
I think I'll be on it. If I've seen him take 40,000 shots, I've never seen him hit the target, never mind do what he does. But we worked on it yesterday. We actually said that, you know, the Wolverhampton Wanderers do get people behind the ball and they pack the defence, and it may have to come from a strike from defensive midfield players or indeed defenders. And I think when Sol hit it, I thought this is a bit tasty, like as soon as he hit it. And well, it's just a magnificent goal, isn't it? And the second goal to see Tumani, you know, he's never scored a goal in 3 years at Brentford, and suddenly he pops up on Saturday, pops up tonight, and he's been unlucky another week. So he's added something to his game. So we'll just continue to turn up at Thorpe Arch with the players and work hard with them and try and develop them. And, you know, you're looking at the boy Cook. Has he got better in 6 months? By a country mile, he's got better. He's doing things sharper and quicker, and his energy levels are incredible. He done something on the far side of the pitch tonight. Had Cristiano Ronaldo done it, we'd all be watching it over and over again. So that's the talent the boy's got.
Well, word on Cook, report said Eddie Howe was here to watch him tonight. He'll go home, I would imagine, talking to his chairman about upping the bid that you got in the January window.
That department lies with other people. All I can do is continue with the staff. I've got fantastic staff. We continue to work with the players. We continue to try and make every player better, including young Cookie, who was found by others, and they've developed him, and he's an exceptional talent. I felt that as an opposition manager playing against him. I didn't like him because I knew the problems he could cause. But I thought he was absolutely stunning in the second half, and it's the goodest midfield player in there that you could perform and you could wish to see.
I just want to go back to Diego Araga again. They say judge managers by who they bring in and what impact they have on the side. He's been a real bonus, hasn't he, for Leeds since he came in?
I think him and Brick cut off. I think Mustafa's been beset sometimes with these hamstring injuries. But, you know, the bigger deals for us was obviously the purchase of Tumani. And we fought really hard to get him because he was going north of the border. And but I think he wanted to come to Leeds, and I think he's proven up with his performances. He's developing, getting better. And I think Liam is, we've got him back fit now, and he's a player we've missed for a couple of weeks. And but in saying that, he wouldn't have started tonight because of the performances of Luke Murphy and Tumani.
I just want to ask you about the defensive side of things. Cooper again, outstanding for you.
Well, Cooper's another one. Has he got better in the 6 months we've been here? Well, I think everyone's answer to that is a complete 100% yes. And Liam was purchased here after being outstanding against Leeds, but he's taken his game to different levels now. He's taken it to real commanding levels, and you know, he deserves the recognition that the boy's starting to get.
I've got to ask you about yourself. You said, judge me on what happens on the grass. You know, your team is winning, and if anything, they seem to be getting better at the minute. You're holding up your end of the bargain, Steve.
Well, I've said the longer myself and Paul are here, accompanied by the staff, because we come in and work with some great staff, then Leeds United will get better. You know, what we've got is we've never had in it, we've got some quality players, and they need help with some other quality players arriving. We've never had in that. I've already said, I've seen the season ticket offer that's come out today. It's an incredible gesture by the owner, I think. I've never seen it before, so it's an incredible gesture. But for that, he doesn't want to be paying that money, does he? So he wants to be in the playoffs, and I can't keep saying that if I'm here, this is a playoff manager you're looking at. So this is a promotion campaign ahead. But it's easy to say that and harder to deliver. We just go to Thorpe Arch, we work hard, we do our work, and we let the president make a decision.
No nearer. He's not ringing up yet.
No, I've not spoke to him in the last day or so. So I don't know if the president was here tonight or he wasn't. I spoke to him, you know, as you know, Saturday and Sunday evening. I've not caught up with him since then. But yeah, I think I know from the exchanges we had on Sunday, he's seen Wolves as a real difficult opponent. He does the stats checks and all the stuff that we do, and he knows they don't give much away. But such was the quality of our play. If he's not here tonight, he'll have watched it from a distance, and he'll have watched it. He'll be very, very impressed with that second half. Anyone would be.
It must have been tough again with all the stories coming out of the weekend, Steve. But people are noticing what you're doing here. Leeds are in the top 10 now. Has your phone been ringing with other people wanting to know what you're doing next year?
Well, I've never hidden it. The guys that look after me, I will have employment next season. 100%, 1,000,000%, call it what you like. I want to be the head coach at Leeds United and take and absorb the pressure that's going to come with the role, because when your club makes a decision to offer money back on season tickets if they're not in the playoffs, the pressure lies with being in the playoffs. And that, quite rightfully, will lie with whoever takes that role. I'm made to make us better. I'm made to make us a promotion team, accompanied by the staff. That's important that they're around. And it's important that we add some real quality, what is already quality players downstairs.
Would you be willing to sign a deal similar to what the president's done, i.e. he's saying if the team's not in the top six, then there'll be refunds? Would you be willing to sign a deal that says if we're not in the top six, I'll walk away?
I think you know the answer to that. I think I've already said it. If I don't put a promotion team on the pitch, I wouldn't stay. You know, I think I have to believe. You have to sometimes deliver against the odds. And there's too many people in football who promise lots and deliver nothing. You know, yeah, when I've said at the start of a season I can deliver promotion, I'm going to ask the previous owners and chairman that I've worked for, I've delivered them promotion.
Final one from me. You're not far away. You must be excited with the potential you've got here.
Well, there's massive potential here. I think we've identified that for a while. You know, as a management team, when you come in, it genuinely takes 6, 7, 8 months to get to know your group. It takes 6, 7, 8 months to your group to get to know you, to get to know your staff, to get to know what tickles you, what don't tickle you, what works, what don't work. And we're right in the thrust of it now. We said as we get into the last few weeks that we're now in complete understanding of what we're working with every day. And you've seen that. You know, we've tried to develop, like Zali Irwin, getting him on the pitch, giving him his first start, showing him a real encouragement. I thought for 20 minutes in the second half he was outstanding. Jordan Pataka, I thought he'd done very well when he came on. He's not been near it, but we've had to remind him that the quality has to be there to get into this team. But it's great. You know, we go forward to Hull on Saturday. We'll freshen the team up. We'll look at how fresh people are Thursday, Friday. And then we'll sit as we always do with the staff. We'll all have an opinion. I'll make the final call, but we'll all have a say in what the team should be.